Hello everyone and welcome back to Piano Secrets. In this video I will be teaching you how to play Chopin's Opus 9, number 2, in E flat major. The first thing that we should know is the scale and the chords that he's going to be using. So the E flat major scale is like this. And if you have to find the E flat major chord, it will be E flat, G, and B flat. Now, if we do the first inversion of the chord, we'll have to flip the E and put it on the top, and we'll have this, the first inversion. And if we flip it again, we'll have this, and that will be the second inversion. And that's how he's gonna come up with this melody, which is start using these notes. Okay, so we got the first melody with just the second inversion of the chord. Let's play it one last time. Now, let's add, if we play this with the right hand, that means we could also have background that is based on that. And he brings the same inversions to the left hand, and that's the same thing. So let's say we have this. We could split it in this way, like he did it. So the G and the E flat, and then the B flat, E flat by itself. So pretty much to this, he adds a bass. So he does the bass and up, and grabs the same notes from the first chord that we mentioned. If you have trouble, you could split it at the beginning, and then split it here also. All together will be like this. It's important that you grab the first note with the pedal, so it allows you to jump up. And when you go and jump up, this is down and that's up, and the movement of the hand. Now if we put it together, we have the B flat with the G and together with the E flat. And we got the first part. Now we have to solve the F, going to the E-flat. The F, I could say from the scale, if you have the inversion like this, the F will add tension to that progression. So that's the very simple principle that the F is doing. And then resolve it back to E-flat. Now the left hand, it remains the same for that part. That's an E-flat, but then we have some different notes. A-flat, D, B flat, D, and A flat, and that's it. Then we're gonna go back to E flat. So we have this sequence. And if you wonder where's it coming from, where it comes from, the seventh chord: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You have a diminished chord on the 7th degree of the scale. So he brings the A flat and D, these two notes, over here. And then he adds an A flat again, a D, and a B. D, B is the extension of that chord. So we could play that, and then here. And notice that this creates tension when you play, once you play it. Okay, and resolve back to the E flat major chord we did at the beginning. And there we have the first measure. So let's play the left hand by itself one time. Back. And then it's gonna do a passing tone to D, but it keeps the top chords the same until we get to C. Right hand, let me remind you what it was. Okay. Let's do it together now. So B flat by itself, together, 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 and together with the bass. And then the next melody is going to come up with the B flat. So keep in mind what I mentioned. Think that is the second inversion of the chord all this melody based on that, and also the Lefian based on that, with a little change to the seventh chord here and then back. So other than that, it doesn't create any major problems. Now let's analyze a little bit the second melody. Now if we go a little bit forward and we'll play what's next, we have this. And from the start, from the melody that we are playing, there are two main chords that are aligned there. When you play B flat G and the C, which is the one that we stay the longest, that is a C7 chord. That is the chord that also we're gonna bring to the left hand. So when you do all this melody, think a little bit on this chord flipped. All C's, then you have the C7 again, and then to A flat, which is part of the F minor. So there are aligned two chords, the C7 and the F minor, which is flipped. Okay? So F minor is like this, and it's flipped all the way up. Let's play it the way it goes now. I just wanted you to be aware of that first. So. Tension again, release to the F minor chord. Now, what we're gonna do is bring those chords, I mentioned the C7, and what it's gonna do on the left hand is the same chords in this position. So he's gonna take the G and the E, the B flat, E, and G. And he split it the same way we did it with the others. And that's why we have a C on the bass. Okay, it's important you think of the C7. And the next one goes a little higher. That's the same. And flip the B flat, put it on the top. C7 again. So we could solve that two of the patterns with thinking on that. Now if we put those two progressions there with the melody, we could have this. Ornament, and then here's gonna change. We have again left hand, this C7 still. Now we're gonna go to F, and it has a B diminished in it. Okay, and resolving to F minor. F minor, remember that came from the right hand. Now let's try to do it at the same time. So if we have B flat, now we're going to F minor there, and we have covered two lines, two measures. So we have the C7 chord going to F minor. It's true that it has a diminished chord passing through it, this chord, and then the F minor. And after this, we're gonna continue. So let's play those two measures first, and then we'll continue with the next section. So we have this so far. Now we're changing a little bit, and as you can see, the last two notes I played was B flat and F, and that gives me a chord which will be a B flat major first, but also with an A flat. That would be a B flat 7. This note is going to be filled up by a B flat 7 chord, and if we flip the notes from a B flat 7 chord, we have B flat, F and D, and then B flat, D, A flat. So that's why he splits them like this. And we have that ready to go. So we play F, and that's it. Next one, we have a G, And this G triggers the G7, this chord. But in this case, he will arrange the B below, G and F below here, and the two notes, D, F, G, on the left hand. So we have this on the left hand. Okay? And that fills up with the G and D. Notice that they are all no pertainance to the G7. Okay? So if I play from B flat, we have this. B flat 7, G7, to C minor now. There you have it. And just remember, the C minor is part of the E flat major scale. It just plays it in here. I moved it around. So we have this melody. Minor notes there. Now we're gonna go to an A diminished. There you have the diminished chord. You could also call it, I prefer to call it A diminished because it's, the bass is on the, it's telling me A, but it's the same as this. So to create tension again, so we have the B flat 7, G7. Release the C minor, diminish now, and then we're gonna have a little melody there. So now let's play up to that point and see what everything sounds like. So we start in B flat, we increase the tension to a diminished chord, movement on the bass to D, we go to C7 now, ornament. Tension here, diminished chord, go to F minor, B flat 7, G7, C minor, diminish. And now we're gonna do this little section, which increases the tension as you go up on the melody. Now we have one chord, we play this. Notice that all the notes we play pretty much they follow the same scale, the E flat major scale. Now we have this chord now. Which it looks like an F, but it's really a sus chord with the B flat in here. So we have this. Have the B flat 7. Notice that it's split. This is the main chord. And back to E flat. So if we play it with the right hand, we have that. If we play it together, we match each note. Go back again to E flat. Now it's important that you work very hard on the left hand on this section, which is the first section, because it's going to repeat itself all the time. The only thing it's going to have is little changes on the right hand, but this chord progression will come over and over, maybe 3-4 times. And I think most students get discouraged getting those chords first, but if you pass this, if you could do this, then you could do all the others because they repeat with a little change in it. Okay? So, right hand melody and the left hand, you could also practice by itself a little bit. So, you can practice this. And notice that you land on this chord, you land. Always land on that. Land here. Land. Land again. cycle again. So all this next part I'm gonna play, it's gonna repeat just that with little variation, maybe improvisations on the right hand, but keeping those the same. So I play them by themselves so you could practice them over and over until you get them, and then you are ready to go and put it together with both hands. It's very important that you keep in mind the scale, and keep in mind that the melody follows those notes. Now you might say, why is it that you do this D flat? It's just passing, so I'm not landing on it. I'm landing on C and C again. So it's okay to do that. So all throughout, always do the E flat major scale, and also the chords that come from it. So you could analyze each chord from the scale to get a sense of it, of what you're doing on the left hand and the melody combined. It's obvious to me that he knew these chords, E flat major. Now if we go one step up, you have F minor, we did use it on the piece. Then we have G minor, A flat, he's gonna use that a lot. B flat, we use that too. C minor, we use that. D diminished, and E flat. So that, you could do it also within this tutorial, you could practice it like this. Okay.